Hi everyone, it's Nora here from Spa and Salon Academy. So today is the 4th of July and finally I'm having a more quiet day to record some podcast episodes as everyone's off. Now, over the past few weeks, I received so many applications for my fully booked spa Done For You Facebook ads program, and I talked to many spa owners, and there was a recurring theme which was really disturbing for me. So many of these spa owners worked with a marketing agency before, and they were advised to heavily discount their services. So think of 50% off discounts or even more. So basically they were advertising, or they were taught to advertise these really cheap spa services. So in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about that you should really stop discounting your services, and here's what to do instead that will even increase your clients' average spend. Now, as a business owner, I'm pretty sure that you don't enjoy discounting your services, but I guess when you are told by marketing agencies that that's what you should do, then you start doing it, and then you realize that it's not really helpful to grow your business. Because yes, discounts work to get bookings, but these people who are attracted to these huge discounts are very likely to be deal hunters. So they will not rebook at full price. So discounting is not a good way to build a repeat loyal clientele. It can help in the short term, so it's a more shortcut thinking, because you will get the bookings, but it might even backfire because your regular clients will also want the discount, and so on. And of course, no business owners like to discount their services. So here's what to do instead. Instead of discounts, I like to do so-called value-add offers. So for example, if you have a $90 facial, so that's the list price or the regular price for this facial, you could keep the $90 price point, but during the promotional period, you could add on a free LED light treatment, for example. It can be something else. So the basic idea behind a value-add offer is that you can keep your regular price point, but during the promotional period, you will have a bonus or an add-on for free. So it can be the LED light treatment, it can be a special mask, it could be a scalp massage, hand massage, foot massage, depending on your services. So let's say, back to our example, that the LED light treatment is valued at $30. So you could say that you are giving away $120 value for only $90. So this offer is still perceived as a quote-unquote deal by your clients, but for the spa, it's more beneficial because first of all, it doesn't cost you much to offer this, for example, the LED light treatment as a bonus because you already have the machine. And also for the clients, if they like LED, they can book it with their next facial and they will pay for it this time because your promotion finished, right? So the next time, they will actually pay more than what they would normally pay because you introduce them to this new service and they are liking it and they want to have it the next time as well. So this is how you can increase your clients' average spend. And I really like to do value-add offers because you don't have to discount your services, and it's still a good way or a nice way for these potential clients to receive something extra, so something special during the promotional period. So that's it for today. It was a quick little tip, but it's very effective. So I highly recommend that you actually try it instead of discounting. And if you like this episode, then make sure that you subscribe to my channel to get notifications when I launch a new episode. So that's it for today. Have a wonderful day and talk to you next time.